what you say in a small group, you never know where it's going. At the end of the day, I gave in, so I hope I don't say anything that's will be misinterpreted. Okay, controversial, whatever. There's a big toilet for sure. People listen over, those who don't want, you know, miss the share, whatever reasons. The mitzvah in a parasha, there's a mitzvah that has to do with a case of a person who's ma'anes. He rapes a woman, a young woman, and there's a knas called of chamishim kesef. The pasuk also says, v'losi eli isha, that he has to marry her. But we darshan from the words v'losi eli isha that it's only isha haru'uya lo, only a woman who's fit and worthy to be married to him. That's where this parasha applies. So the sugya is in a third parak in Ksuvis. All details of this inyan of parasha of ones, ma'anes, and what the details of losi eli isha. So there's a Rambam in Hilchas Nar B'sula that says as follows. It's in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. Chaisa Anusa o Asura Olav. If the woman was forbidden to be married to this person, Afil Mechai V'Asei, Va'afilu Shnia, Hareza Lo Yisa Ena. So the Rambam says that the klal is that the woman has to be Isha Haru'uya Lo. And even the Rambam says, if the Isser that forbids her from marrying him is Isser Asei, and even Shnia. Now Shnia is a case of Erva Midrabanan. The Mishnah Yevamis talks about the list of Arayos, and there are Arayos that were added Midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's not called an Erva, Midrabanan, it's also called Gil Arayos. So the Kesef Mishnah has a whole discussion here of how can the Rambam say that even a shnia is a problem of losi eli isha? I understand chayv yaseh because it's not considered ru'u yalav or bekohol, even though kiddushin is tofes, but it's still called not ru'uya. But what about the case of a shnia? And the case of Mishnah goes and says the efshar kivin dechsev shmarti mishmarti, that Chazal have the right to enact gzeros to protect the surei Torah. So therefore, there's a basis for the Isser of Shnios. Therefore, it's called that she's not Isha Ru'uya Lo. And further, he says, since the Torah says Lo Sasur, so therefore, Shnia is excluded from Lo Siyeli Isha. I want to mention this Rambam, for a larger issue, and this is a very broad topic, and we're not going to do justice to this topic now. It could be a number of shiurim to dwell on it. But just to give you a little bit of a familiarity with the inyan, that if you have a psul midrabanan, a problem that Rabbanan create, whatever it might be, what is the impact of such a takana, gzeira, enactment on a deraisa level? Here you have a situation of the problem of losi eli isha, that she's not called ru'uya lo, is based on a drabanan, and does this have ramifications on a din deraisa? There is a Tosus in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that's widely quoted, based on a machlokas in the Mishnah in Sukkah, where you have a case of a person who's sitting in a Sukkah, but it's a case where the Shulchan is inside the house, and that's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai says, you're not Yotzei, you're Mitzvah, because as a Gzeira, you might come to walk into the house where your table is. And Bisulah's not goes there. And the Mishnah records in the second parak in Sukkah that there was a particular case where somebody was eating in a Sukkah where the Shulchan was in the Bayis, and Beis Shammai says that they told this person that if this is how you're eating, O kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. That if this is how you're always eating in your Sukkah, you've never fulfilled your mitzvah Sukkah. How literally do we take that expression, O kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha? Tosa says in Dav Gimel in Sukkah that in a chinami, that means that you are not yotzei the mitzvah midaraisa either. Because the chacham goes there, shem yimshach achas shulchano, so therefore even midaraisa you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's what Tosa says here in Sukkah Dav Gimel. Other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim say that you don't take the Mishnah so literally. The Ran, for example, writes on that Mishnah that all it means is that midrabanan you're not yotzei, and it's not a proper kiyum. Rabbanan said, this is not the way we want you to fulfill your mitzvah, but you want to know, did you fulfill the mitzvah in the Raisa? Certainly. The fact that Chum said you shouldn't eat in such a way in the sukkah, because of the consideration of is not going to affect the Kiyam Doraisa. The Chum do not approve of what you did. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Pesachim that we all know from the Seder. You don't talk about the reasons for Pesach Matzah Morah, says Rabbi Gamliel, lo yartza yidei chovasa. Which means, says the Ran, lo kiyam mitzvasan karaui. Means that there's the ideal kiyum and then there's a less than perfect kiyum. So certainly the mitzvah d'oraisa will be fulfilled without what Rabbi Gamliel said you have to do, but if you really want to have the kiyum done properly, this is what you should do. So this is a machlokes, in other words, Rishonim, whether in the case of sukkah, the Chachamim can actually say, based on what goes there, that there's no kiyum d'oraisa either. Another very famous mar makom relating to this question is Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of Brachos, where the Mishnah tells us, again, we all know the Mishnah, that the Chacham said you should not read Kriya Shema after Chatzos. But Gemilu says you have the whole night, Atshiyalim and Shachar. What about, according to the Chachamim, if you already have Chatzos pass, would there be a Kiyum D'oraisa of Kriya Shema? If you look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, beginning of Brachos, it sounds like Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. And many interpret that to mean, not even D'oraisa in the Mitzvah. The Chacham said that this is how it's to be done, and therefore if you don't fulfill it according to their terms, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah D'oraisa either. Maybe it's not Mukhrach 100%. One could perhaps be Docher, Rabbeinu Yonah only means Midrabani, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, but Midraisa, you're still Yotzei the Mitzvah. But many want to be Midaik from Rabbeinu Yonah as well, like the Tosfos says in Daf Gimel in Sukkah. If you look in the Piskei Tosfos in Brachos, it's also Mashma in the Piskei Tosfos. On Daf Yud Aleph in Brachos, you have the sugya of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How do you read Kriya Shema in the morning? At night, Beis Shammai says you have to read it in the morning, Bikumecha, literally, while you're standing. And at night, Bishachbacha, while you're lying down. And Beis Hillel says it doesn't matter whether you're standing, what posture you're in. Bishachbacha is man shchiva, Bikumecha is man kima. And the Gemara discusses if you did like Beis Shammai, whether it's proper to do like Beis Shammai or not. So anyway, there's a Tosis in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, and in the Piskei Tosis in the very back, he brings Ke'en, like Rabbeinu Yonah would be mashma, that there's no kiyum whatsoever in a doraisa level. The Chacham said it has to be done a particular way. It's an os chavav, the Piskei Tosfos at the end of Brachos. There's many sugyas that have something to do with this topic, but there's one particular that I think is nugea for us in a couple of weeks, and that is Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shavis. That's why I thought of bringing this in. We know that Chazal were metaken that you should not blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shavis because of Gzeira D'Rabba, the Gemara tells us. It's Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes. Other places in Shas, in Sukkah Daf Perek Dalid, it's in Yevamis, in the beginning of the Perek of Isha Rabba, Peches, Peites, that the Chazawa goes there, that you might come to carry and violate an Issa D'Oraisa of Hutzah, and therefore you shall not fulfill the mitzvah of shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Shechol B'Shavis. Similar thing that will go there on Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot, not to take a lulav. So what does that mean? Chazal said you shouldn't do the mitzvah. L'maisa, if a person would violate the Gzeira D'Rabbanan, and they would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol B'Shavis, is there a kiyum d'oraisa or not? Pashat nafgamina. Let's imagine someone did such a thing. Now comes the second day. If you assume that you don't say you repeat a Shachiyanu, we actually repeat a Shachiyanu for Sukkah, for Shofar and for Lulav both days. But there's Machokis about this. So there's no Shachiyanu the second day. So what would be a person who would blow Shofar on Shabbos and now comes the second day of Rosh Hashanah, does he say Shachiyanu? So this is an interesting Shaila, that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Pei Ches, Rav Shlomo Kruger, Chachmas Shlomo, raises this question. Is there a kiyum d'oraisa if you violate the Gzeira D'Rabbanan? Interesting machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chalkas Yoav. Kiva Eger is in the Maracha Ches in Chagiga. The paragraph begins, it's in Drush V'Chidosh of Kiva Eger, in the back you have Marachos. So in the paragraph begins, V'hinei HaMagen Avram, Simen Shin Mem Gimel. That's the Simen talking about being mafish ktadim from doing yisurim. He brings a tosfos that b'makom chinuch mitzvah you can give a katan something which would be perhaps not allowed under normal circumstances, but it's a chinuch imperative and you can do it, such as what you find if you would machanech a katan for tkias shofar b'shabbos. He's referring to a gemara in Rosh Hashanah that talks about that you can machanech tanim for tkias shofar on Shabbos. It's a Mishnah Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Ein ma'akvenes atinokos nilit koa, ab mis'askin imoin ad shiyomidu. And the Shaila is in the Gemara is afilu b'Shabbos. The Gemara says that not necessarily, it depends. Kan b'kan she'igia l'chinuch, kan b'kan she'lo igia l'chinuch. That's the Gemara Chaf Lamed Gimel in Rosh Hashanah onto Amud Beis. Machokis Rashi tells us what it means. Kan she'igia l'chinuch is where you are mis'asik with him, or the other way around. Higil chinuch is when you're not. Machukis Vashin Tosus, that's a separate context, separate discussion. Meanwhile, you see that you can have the katan do whatever stage katan, do tkias shofar on Shabbos for the purpose of chinuch. This is not brought in Shulchan Aruch at all. This idea that you can have a katan, whether it's higil chinuch, or higil chinuch, machukis, blow shofar on Shabbos for the sake of learning how to blow shofar. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch because some Rishonim hold that this is not Nogea for us. It was only Nogea if there was a time and a place that they would blow on Shabbos, because the Rif, the Gemara says that B'makam Sheish Beizdin, they would blow on Shabbos. So therefore, it's Nogea to say that a katan could also blow and you don't stop him or you help him out. But other Rishonim, the Ramban, for example, seems to say that it would be Nogea even today, this halacha, even though we don't hold that way ourselves, but the Ramban seems to hold that the Gemara is relevant even for us. So anyway, the Magen Avraham brings that there's a tosis in Pesachim that says they can give a katan part of the Karban Pesach to eat, even though, what's the problem? He's not a manui. He's not reserved. And now that I give part of the Karban Pesach to somebody who's not a manui. And he compares it to Machanchim Katan B'Tkias Shofar B'Shabbos. Magen Avraham quotes this in Shin Mem Gimel. Says of B'Kiv Eger. This is what we want. L'Aniyaz Daidi Eino Mehadome. There's a big difference between B'Tkias Shofar on Shabbos for a Katan and giving a Katan a Chelk of the Karban Pesach that is not, he's not been reserved for. Says of B'Kiv Eger, why is that? Because B'Tkias Shofar B'Shabbos is a din Ishad Rabbanan. Rabbanan, you're not supposed to blow Shofar. Midoraisa, you're not allowed to have a chelka of the Karban Pesach, you're not a manui. However, midoraisa, there's no problem with having a shofar blown on Shabbos. So therefore, mamahani bazeh chinuch mitzvah lahat yisud araisa. I understand, maybe, that for the purpose of chinuch, you can waive the yisud rabbanan, the rabbanan when that goes there, whatever it is, because there's a higher purpose to be achieved through chinuch. But if there's an Issa d'oraisa, how could you waive that because of chinuch? It says, Rav Kivega, a step further, v'gam b'shofar, iko chinuch mitzvah. Today there's no mitzvah shofar. What's the chinuch for today? You could say the chinuch is for tomorrow. Kivega says, l'maisa, there's an inyan chinuch mitzvah, d'bit kiyaso mekayim mitzvah d'shofar. D'gam gadol shetokeya b'shabes kiyim mitzvah shofar. Black on white. Rav Kivega says, a gadol blows on Shabbos, there's a kiyum mitzvah, there's manu gam b'shabbos, el sha'ovar al shvus d'shabbos. Chamna said, don't do it. There's a gzer v'shvus, but that doesn't affect the kiyum on the raisa level. Kivega takes for granted that way. So this is clear assumption of Kivega. And again, there may be rias to this. L'mashal ma'isa behema. The Chazal say that we should not be mafrish ma'isa behema, b'zman azev, no, why shouldn't it apply? But if it could cause a takala, if you can have an animal of kodesh, you might not treat it the way it's supposed to treat it. You might be nichshel in isurim. So therefore, you should not be mafresh ma'isa behema. What if a person did? So there's actually a tosis in Bechoros. It says that it would be chal kedushas ma'isa behema. That's in a way similar to Rabbi Kivega's point by shofar. They said don't blow, but they didn't mean it. There'd be no kiyum mitzvah if you in fact blew. The Chelkas Yoav says that it's certainly not true. Chazal, through their ability to institute that you don't blow shofar, that's based on the koach of yesh koach yesh biyat chacham u'akadavar minator b'shev al tase. So through that koach, they can actually uproot the kiyum d'orais. And he says, lo mebar according to Tosis and Sukkah daf gimel, that by Sukkah, if they will go there not to eat in a Sukkah like this, you're not yotzim d'orais. So for sure that's the case. But even according to the Ran, he says, it would also be the case as well. So that's a major machokas achronim. Just want to bring one more marmokam on this, an interesting thing to consider. It's a machokas tanoim in the following case. This is in Sukkah daf chaf gimel. If a person makes a sukkah al gabe gomel, ksheira ve'en on la biyantif. That's what the Mishnah says. On top of a camel, so it's kosher a sukkah, but you don't go up on yantif because it's a shvus to go up on the animal on yantif. Rashi says, what does it mean, ksheira? Number one, l'chol shamoed. V'af b'yom tov, im avar v'ola, yotzei deichol vaso. That's what Rashi writes in the Mishnah. May nafkemina, v'chol moed, because there's no shvus there. And also, if you did it anyway on yantif, you'd be yotzei a mitzvah. That's Rashi on the Mishnah. So that right away is interesting. Rashi says it'd be yotzei your mitzvah. But then it gets even more interesting, because it's really a machokes tanoim. The Mishnah says, ksheira. The Gemara says, it's a machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. This is on Daf Chav Gimel in Sukkah. Masnisin mani Rabbi Meir hi, because Rabbi Meir says ha'osa sukkos gabi behema, it's kasha. Rabbi Yehuda hosel says the Gemara. What's the machlokas? My time with Rabbi Yehuda, because it says in the pasuk Chag Sukkos tasel cha shivas yomim. So we dash in Sukkah ruuya l'shiva shma sukkah, v'she'en ruuya l'shiva lo shma sukkah. So a sukkah has to be fit for 7 days, and if you can't have sukkah for one of those days, which is Shabbos, so it's not a good sukkah for Chol Moed either. It's not a good sukkah, period. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So it comes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a good sukkah at all because there's a day that it's not ru'uya. Says Rabbi Meir back, hanami midaraisa mezri chazi, of Rabbanu degazru. Interesting. Rabbi Meir says, what do you mean? It doesn't fail the test of sukkah ru'uya l'shiva. It's chazi midaraisa. Again, that ties a little bit back to the Ram that we started with, that if it's psul by a woman, zeinu ru'uya midrabanan, how does it affect din d'oraisa? And here you have apparently machlokes tanoim in a specific case of a sukkah that has a shvus problem. If it's you're not allowed to go up on Shabbos on yantif. But Rav Meir says it's still a good sukkah for Chol Moed, let's say, because it's called Ru'uya L'shiva, because even on that day that you're not supposed to use it, it's Mechzi Chazim Midorais. Again, there are a lot of Mar Mekomos that weigh in on this issue, and obviously there are chalukim that you can think of between one case and the other. There's a lot to say about it. There's a Sefer Below Haroim, which is Kolei Hashas, under Aleph, Ein Ha'Ro'uy. He's got pages on this. And if you want to really get into this as well, the Malbim has a sefer on Shulchan Aruch Chaim called Artzos HaChaim. In Simon Yud Gimel, which is Hilchos Tzitzis, he has a question along these lines. If you have something which is pasul for Tzitzis midrabanan, midraisa it's kasher, say the shear is smaller than what you need midraisa, midrabanan. Midraisa it's good enough for the shear. So what would be if a person walked down on Shabbos? Would it be chayv chatas? So it's not kashrut tzitzis midrabanan. Midraisa it's kashrut, right? And there's also Mishnah Melech. I think he quotes in Perek Zayin of Trumas the following case: if you have truma that's tameh, so if you eat it, you're not chayv misa because it's already mechulo. If a zar eats truma that's tohor, he's chayv misa de shemayim. If a zar eats truma tmeya, he's not chayev because it's already mechulo. What if it's tamei midrabana? Would that be enough to take away the chayev misa from a zar who eats truma tamei midrabana? That's the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech in Trumas Perek Zayin. And you can imagine that he's going to bring a lot of these various gemaras. I'm simply going to get you a little bit interested in a very broad topic. But obviously it has a lot of applications and ramifications. But this is obviously a sugya that is very vast. But a bit of an appreciation of an inyan. Okay. All right. Now we have a little dessert before we learn kipshuto and spiritually. Now we can learn a tosis. Tov. Zoktosis. It says in the Mishnah, Shlosha Chadashim Barishona, that if you have a case of Sadeh Habal, that the Chazaka there is Shlosha Shonim Ve'enon Miyom Miyom. Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi explains it, that Rabbi Shmuel and the Kiva are explaining Pshat in what it just said. L'maisa Tosis is mashmid this way too, and Daf Mem Aleph. Someone asked me today, is Tosis hold like Rashi, or does he hold like the Ran or the Rashba? Tosis and Daf Mem Aleph is mashma that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. That's Tosis Dimaskah Shelo Amar Li Adam Dav Mi'olam. At the very end of that Tosis is clear. Tosis assumed that the Mishnah does not mention any other sheep of the Rabbana. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that in Sada Habal, the Chazaka is less than 3 years. Miyom Liyom, you can have, according to Shmuel, 18 months. According to Bikiva, it could even be 14 months. Zoktosis. Mitoch pirush akuntris mashma deboi Rabbi Shmuel shehu yizra v'yiktsor ba'osan shlosha chadashim mishonim v'chein v'achronim. During those 3 months, in the beginning and the end, you have to engage in Zriya as well as Ksira, in the full cycle of Achila. Tosus doesn't tell you where he saw it in Rashi. It's interesting that in Rashi here, Rashi, we don't see Ksira at all. Rashi only mentions Zriya. So where did Tosus see in Rashi that you need Ksira as well as Zriya? What's that? Yeah, Rashi, well, but Rashi didn't spell out Ksira. Rashi and Daflam and Vav, it's not Rashi, it's Rashbam actually. Strongly suggests that we're talking about a full cycle of Ksira. The Rashbam says it was a full pre, and it was Lokat. Lokat, the full pre, it means that you did everything. So maybe Tosis says Hakuntris, it could also mean the Rashbam. Or maybe the Pshat is that since you have a second Achila that starts after the first Achila, so the first Achila had to have an end. If you did a Zriya, and then you're going to have a second Achila that's going to follow, so the assumption is that you did a Ksira on it. Maybe that's what Tosus read into Rashi. Why Rashi didn't spell it out, I don't know. Someone asked me already, Ariel, you asked me why. But Akopanim, Tosus is free to assume, and it's not, you know, certainly very, very plausible, that the pshat is you need to do a Zriya plus Ksira. But this raises an interesting question. Tosus is going to ask, just the way Tosus is going to lay itself out, Tosus is going to raise three issues. Two of them he's going to resolve for Rashi, and the third one is where he deviates based on that and says a nupshat, and with that nupshat, all the questions basically will be resolved in light of the rispshat. Says Tosus, first of all, the fact that you can have the full cycle in 3 months, isn't that a bit unusual? For Tosus, that's not going to be a problem, because we're not talking about a full cycle. But for Rashi, was saying that you have to zviya plus ksira. So Tosus says it's not such a problem. The ain tema shetei tfuah nizras achar nisan gedela begimul chadashim. Tosus is starting off with Nisan. Rashi talked about presumably before Rosh Hashanah. But either way, Tosus is raising the question: how can you have the Zriya and Aksira all take place in a matter of 3 months? Not a problem. Tfuah that's sowed after Nisan can grow in 3 months, even though Ein Zman Ad Nisan Haba, even though the normal time that it would grow would be the following Nisan, but it could happen in 3 months too. The Matsino Ke Ein Zed Amin Rosh Hashanah Kol Tvua Nekseres Lechag Biyodua Sheivya Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If you have the Ksira Sukkis, it already grew the third before Hashanah. That means that you basically had the Zriya and the Ksira over a period of 3 months. Alma Gidela Pami Ba'osas Man. So that is not a problem. But Tosus has another problem in Rashi. Avol kasha l'ri. The imkein, amay tzarach yud ches chadashim, v'tes vav chadashim sagi. Why you need 18 months? Why not compress it even further to 15 months? She yizra gimel chadashim lifnei nisa. Start off the 3 months for the first achila before Nisan, the Yiksar b'Nisan, and that can be done. Ushniya b'sofa kaitz, which again can be done. So you have a second Achila at the end of the summer. and again in the 3 months, Ushlishes b'Nisan haba, and then the third achilu will come the following Nisan. So you started off 3 months before Nisan, you ended up in Nisan, meaning that you did 3 months before Nisan, and it culminated, the third achilu culminated in Nisan. So it comes out a total of 15 months. Why does Rashi have 18 months? Why does the Mishnah have 18 months? You can do it in 15 months. Yes.
I mean, it doesn't really make a difference in the question, but like we're counting our fingers, it kind of seems like it would be 16 months.
Why?
So if you, I mean, so we start with Teves, right? Chart here. So this would be Teves Shvat Adar 3. Then
if it's Yixar B'Nisan, so then that
but then doesn't so it doesn't wouldn't include Nisan
the second is, time around. The Yixar is right after the 3 months. No.
Right, no. In I'm saying, but at the very last, it seems like the year Nisan is included it twice.
Let's just say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Okay, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan is now the end of the 3 months.
Right. So
that's 3 months.
And
now the third Achila culminates with next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what is that?
The harvest doesn't take place during Nisan, it takes place on Rosh Chodesh.
I mean, so you want to make it 15, whatever it is. So make that would be the end of the first 3 months. That would be the end of the third achila. Whatever you want to, whatever port the Nisan you want to do it. But that's what Tosis means. 15. This is Tosis Kasha and Rashi. On this Tosis has an answer. The Yeshu Omar, the Tzarech Achila Chashuba Shal Yud Beis Beemsa. You can't have that because then it comes out you didn't have any achila in the middle, which went through the normal process that took 12 months. You have to have an anchor in the chazaka that allows for the extended achila. That's the way achila normally happens over the course of 12 months. And therefore, the problem here is that you didn't have the achila chashuva be'emtsa. Notice, Tosis didn't say, a second, Tosis didn't say you have to have one achila chashuva. Let's say you had achila chashuva of 12 months, and then you had 3 months, and then a few months later, another 3 months. But the second and the third achila were abbreviated achilas. That would not be sufficient. Right? Tosis wants the achila chashuva to be in the middle, so that the center, the anchor, if you will, the chazaka is achil chashuva, and then on either side, before and after, you have the abbreviated achila over a shorter period of time than normally takes. So that kiyula, the first and the third achila, which are abbreviated, sort of tag on to the achila chashuva in the middle. That's what Tosa suggests as a svar for Rashi. It can happen. That's what Tosa says. You can squeeze in a course of 12 months, you can squeeze an extra achilah. That's not what's normally done. But you can do it. So what does Tosa say? You had it before Nisan, so then you had rain then, and you had the end of the summer. What? So you had rain then. Obviously, if it's growing with rain, so you have to. So I guess in these particular times, you can have. That's not normally, it doesn't go that way. Usually you let it stretch out, you take your time with everything that you do to ready it, and then the one rain comes, I guess in Nisan, and then you have your harvest then. You don't usually do it at the end of the summer. But conceivably it could be, Tosa says, so you can have three achilos in 15 months. So Tosa says, yeah, but the answer will be for Rashi that you have to have for Cheskas Gimel Shanim an achil chashuva be'emtsa. So, therefore, the 2 points that Tosis so far raised in Rashi, Tosis has resolved.
Why is he going around? Why is he trying to fix up Rashi?
Yeah, yeah, so far. He's going to ultimately come to a question that he doesn't have an answer for, and that's where he presents his own shot. He's trying to say, why can't Rashi work out with 15 months? He says, I'll tell you what, because you need a sachil chashuv be'emtsa. The Gemara tells us, Afagav Daminam be Gemara on Amid Beis, Ochel Tlas Peri, Letlas Yarchi, Gon Aspasta, Lurabi Shmoel, Havi Chazaka. The Gemara on Amid Beis is going to say that if you have a case of Aspasta, which is like a type of falfa, I think they translate it as type of grass that grows very quickly, and you can have it grow one cycle over 1 month, and then again a second cycle the second month, and a third cycle, third month each time you finish the cycle, and then you grow it again. That's a chazak. Rabbi Shmuel would hold that would be a chazak, because three distinct achilas. But what about the fact that you need achil chashuva beemtza? How could that be? According to the so we just said for Rashi, you need achil chashuva. There's no achil chashuva. It's 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. So Tosis, that's because shani asum fishu's man shela. Since that is its man, so therefore that doesn't require achil chashuva. Where's achil chashuva required? If you're doing something which is not exactly consistent with what's the norm. So therefore, in order to create a chazak of gimushanim, gimachilos, you have to have the anchor of the normal processing of a 12-month period spread over 12 months, and then you can short-circuit the beginning and the end. But if you have haspasta, which is the whole cycle is 3 months, you can have one after the other. That's a bishmael. So there, again, so therefore we can understand so far what Rashi's saying, at least the way Tosis is explaining for Rashi. But then Tosis raises a question that he has no answer for. Avokashaluri daminan bigemara pera rabba perazuta ika benayu. What is the machokes of Shmuel Rebbe Kiva regarding pera rab perazuta? That Rabbi Shmuel requires, quote, pera rabba. Rabbi Kiva says it's good enough with perazuta. What does it mean? Upirish akuntis, this is what the Rashbam says later. Ika beinayu de Shmuel Rebbe Kiva, upirish akuntis, Rabbi Shmuel sava, pera rabba means kigon sa'orim v'shibo es shuol, shigdeon bigamu chadashim. That what you have to grow in the first and the third achila is the type of crop that takes 3 months to grow, such as sa'orim, shibos, shuol, these various grains. So it takes a full 3 months. Rabbi Akiva sa perazuta, that you can even grow something that takes less time, like a month time, kigon yerek, hagod b'chodesh echad. And Rabbi Shmuel would say, no, you have to grow in this field something which takes 3 months time to grow. But that's what the Gemara says, is the machogs of Shmuel Rekibra. Shmuel says you have to have a 3 month maturation of a crop for it to be a chazak. But how could that be? We just quoted the Gemara that if you have an aspasta, you can grow it for a month, and it's only 1 month, and Shmuel would agree to that. And the Gemara says, Peir Rabba means, according to Rashbam, you have to grow a crop that takes 3 months to grow. And the cycle is a cycle of Zriyak Tzira, but it's not enough to have a cycle of Zriyak Tzira over a month like Yerek. It has to be a cycle of Zriyak Tzira that takes 3 months, not 1 month. How can a spasta work? So this is where Tosis leaves us with a question on Rashi. Let's just read a few more lines of Tosis Pshat is in contrast to Rashi, and they'll come back and try to understand Rashi better. So here, the Rebbe is going to present his own Pshat. Different than Rashi. And how does it differ? V'nira l'ri, the lo bai Rabbi Shmuel sheyizra ha'tvua v'yiktsa. Rabbi Shmuel does not require that you do zriya plus katsira. That's how Tosis took for Rashi. And you can have it in 3 months, Tosis is fine. But you had to do the full achila. You can just do it right in less time. It's not true. You don't need to do both. El afilu zara rishon. Even if the first person, the bailim harishon in the marakama did zriya, ohu yizra'ena b'shlosh chadashim achronim. So in other words, in the first achila you did only what? Sira. The bailim harishon did zriya and you did sira. Or on the other end, the third achila. So all you did was a zriya. Without a ksira. So in either end, you have half an achila, right? One part, the zriya without the ksira at the end, the ksira without the zriya in the beginning. And that's what we're talking about when we say that you can have less than miyom liyom, gimusha miyom liyom. How so? Because you had partial achila, the first and the third. Ubaha pligi, and here's where the machokis comes up with Rishon Rebbe Kiva. The Bishmo Sava beinan sheyegodel hapri birshuso harbe kigon gimel chadashim vahainu peira rabba. Not that you have to grow a crop that takes 3 months to grow. No. We're talking about how long it has to grow in your rishus under you. It's it's enough to do half an achila, but it also has to be growing for a period of time. That's the condition of Peir Rabba of 3 months. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ein Tzarach Sheyigdol B'Reshuso Chodesh Echad, V'Hainu Peir Zuta. So what is Tosus saying? That the mission, the first and third achila can be a half an achila. Not that the cycle, the full cycle is compressed, but rather that you didn't do the whole achila. But it's good enough as long as you did half the achila, but it has to still be growing for a certain duration. How long? That's Peir Rabba Rabbi Shmuel, 3 months. And Peir Zuta is enough, 1 month. What about the middle? So the middle, obviously, what happened was 12 months. Why? No, I don't think it's not because of Achil Chashuva. Better than what? Achil Chashuva is a Yisod Tosfos set for Rashi. You don't need to come on to that. No, if you have half an Achila, then who's going to do the other part? Somebody else? How can you have a Chazak? If someone else, let's say the Bayim did the other thing. So you can't have a Chazak? No, someone had to do the Ksira. Here, the chazakah began with your ksira and the 3 months that was growing for you. It grew 3 months for you and you did a ksira, the first achila. At the end, you did a zariah and it grew for 3 months. Chazakah is over. You can't have half an achila in the middle because then you have no chazakah. Someone else does part of the achila, then that breaks your chazakah right there. Not because of achila chashuva. That was a yisod tosef for Rashi. Rashi says you can compress an achila. So then why can't you compress it to the extent that you can have 15 months and 3 achilas? The answer is you have to have achil chashuva, the middle one is chash. Tosfos doesn't need to come on to that. It's more simple than that. Tosfos has a pshat that it's enough to do half an achila. Zeria without ksira at the end, ksira without achila at the beginning. But in the middle, obviously you had to do everything. Because there else someone else interfere in your chazakah, then you don't have your chazakah anymore. So you have to obviously do zvi and ksira in the middle. As far as the length of time for each achila, for all we know, it could be a 12-month process. But the only thing is, you only did ksira of the first achila, so it could have started the chves 9 months before you got in there, and now you have the last 3 months that it was growing for you, and you did the ksira. And then you'd have the middle 12 months, where you have zvi and ksira, according to the normal process of 12 months. And then you have the last 3 months where you did Zeria, and if you would stay there, it would become 12 months for the till the Ksira happens. But meanwhile, the Chazak is over. The Marukama came to you, but you have your Eidim on Cheskes Kimoshan, Veinam Yom Yom. You have your third Achila, because you have the half Achila of the Zeria, and it was Gadol B'Shusa for 3 months.
That's a
spouse. So now, according to the Ri, what's the answer from the Kasha they left hanging on Rashi? Obvious. How come the Gemara B'Shmol says that it works by aspasta in 3 months? Because what happened by aspasta? You did everything. You did a full achila. You did a zriya and a ksira. So there, of course, you can have it over 1 month. The only point of our Mishnah that you need 3 months, Gadol B'Shusa, 3 months, and not less, is because you didn't do the zriya and the ksira. You did one without the other. You did half the achila. So then you can't have just half the achila and get away with 1 or 2 months. You have to have 3 months growing for you. But if you did everything, so there's no problem at all. The problem only was according to Rashi. Because Rashi said that even though you did both, Zviya and Ksira, you have to have a crop that takes 3 months to mature, to process. And as fast as less than that, how can it work?
You see, according to Rashi, what are those 3 months doing? If
they're
not establishing
your chazaka, what are they doing? Yeah, Rashi,
you did an achila that took 3 months because you did it in 3 months.
But
so Tosa says, why not do it in 15 months then? Why do you need 18? Tosa says, yeah, but you have the middle achila has to be a longer achila, a more chashav achila. That's how Tosa's presented the answer for Rashi. But at the end of the day, Peir Rabba means you have to have a peri of 3 months, so how can you have an aspasta, which is a peri of 1 month? What's the difference? But Tosa's, the question falls away. But Tosa's, you never had a requirement, you know, of doing Zviya and Ketzira in 3 months. And you need 3 months for that. It's that if you do one without the other, and you want to also rely on the fact that it was Gadol B'Shusa, and you did a Zeria or a Ksira, then you need a Gadol B'Shusa of 3 months. That's faster, you did everything.
According to Tosos' answer to Rashi's question. Why doesn't the Achila at the end of the Kayis break up the 12-month Achila Chashuva? If you're counting the Achila at the end of the Kayis...
That was exactly the... No, that's exactly what Tosos said. That's why you can't do that. That's why you can't get away with 15 months, because then it comes in, you don't have Achil Chashuva Be'emsa. Because the middle Achiva wasn't 12 months. If it's this way, then you have 3 months, and the middle Achiva took a whole 12 months. But if you construct the case like Tosis did, it comes that you had a Nisan, then you had the Kayitz, then you had right afterwards, right? Or then you had again right before Nisan the next one. Then it comes that the middle Achiva was not Achil Chashuva.
According to the way it comes out with 18 months, you do one from, say, Shvat till Nisan, 12 months until Nisan, then one starting in Nisan 3 months later.
That's right.
That's
right. Yeah, if you want to, well, yeah, if you count that way, you could do it that way, yeah. Or if you did it, Rashi seems to say it before Rosh Hashanah, I suppose. But right, but you have to have the middle Achila, which is completely according to the normal cycle. But what we began to discuss, Frank, yeah.
I'm sorry, but and if you would force in an irregular way to do a Zriya and a Katsira in that middle year, in, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, that wouldn't be good enough for Tosis?
We don't know. Tosis never, according to Tosis,
that's
right. Yeah, you're saying in theory it should be good in a Chanami.
So what about the 15 month? But why isn't that good
anymore?
According to Tosis, why not stun have a Chazaka? But that's not what Mishnah is discussing. You're saying what would be? It should be no worse than Asbasta.
Right. It doesn't have to be in the regular way. It's just a matter of doing the Zriya and Ketura, no?
I hear. Maybe you're right. But the Mishnah is trying to tell your Chiddush that you can have a Zriya without a Ketura, without a Zriya.
Once Tosos
answers
for Rashi, I don't understand how Aspasta would be gets in the way for... Because
according to Rashi, you have Zriya and Ketura, and you still need a 3 months pre. But according to Tosos, you can have... That's what Tosis asks. Per Rabbim is according to Rashi. That you have to be a pre like Shibboleth Shuol and Sa'orin and that grows for 3 months, Rabbi Shmuel holds. And so how can. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? Well, Maisa Tosis says what he says for Rashi. But if you read that carefully in the Lashon of Rashi, I think you see a very different picture emerging from Rashi than the way Tosis presents Rashi. Starting with the beginning of the Mishnah. Rashi starts the first Dibur Maskil at the end. Rashi says that you need miyom liyom by Beis HaShalchin. That's a case of Osa Peirus Tadir, says Rashi. Because Kisha Amru Gimel Shanim Uchazaka Kol HaRa'u Yilat Seis Mimena B'Gimel Shanim Amru. When they said 3 years for Chazaka, they said you have to take all that comes out in 3 years. So what does Rashi mean? In Beis HaShalchin, if I don't have miyom liyom means the full 3 years. What I'm missing is the days that I didn't take means that there's something from the 3 years that I didn't take. I have to take out of this karka all that I could over 3 years. What's the inference in Rashi? By Beis Aval, in the 18 months, I took what? All that I can take for 3 years. That's the inference in the Rashi. In the case of Beis HaShalchin, I can't live in a house for 18 months and say that in my 18 months I have a dira of 3 years. I can't live today in the house, sleep in the house today for tomorrow. So therefore, you didn't take Kol Rai Latzes. So that already is an opening that Rashi is trying to say by Beis Aval in the second case of the Mishnah, is that the function of Beis Aval is not that. At this point, we're not dealing with years anymore. In the first case of the Mishnah, it's clear. We're talking about three achilos that are correlated with 3 years. Right? How do I break down the achilos as three achilos? The fact that they span 3 years. And as we explained, Rabbi Yonah says later, that the pashtus is since there's a constant production, so how do you separate one achil from the next? What's the cutoff? What's the sense of distinguishing one achil from the other? It's constantly happening. The answer is, you measure in terms of years. That's the unit. The production of a year. When you rent it, for example, you rent something that's constantly producing, you rent it for years' time. So therefore, that's viewed as a unit of an achila of the year. That's for the first case. What happens in the second case of the Mishnah? Here you have, not that it's constantly producing, but it produces when it rains. So I imagine Tosas assumed that when you have this case, no longer are we viewing the halacha of Gimel Shanim in terms of achilos of years. Sada Habal is really the idea that you have three achilos. Not achilos of years, achilos, because why divide it by year? The reason you divide the first case by year is because it's constant, so you have to figure out a way to distinguish one achilah from the other. The measure would be the years. Once you get to the second case, where it's not a function of years really, and it's totally an achilos, so it's really a reflection of Yishmael's last point as well, that Sada Ilan, you can even have three achilos in 1 year. By Sada Lavan, but it's a base of Baal, says of Yishmael, 18 months, of Bikiva says 14 months. But the din is three achilos. In Rashi, I see otherwise. Rashi already points out, Kisha'amu Gimushan Machazaka, that klal of Gimushan Machazaka is a klal for the Mishnah, in not just in the first case, in the second case too. The distinguishing factor, first and second, is whether I have Kohad Rai Lutzeis, whether I got everything that I could in what I did. In the second case, the din is three achilos correlated with 3 years. Just as in the first case, Rashi was saying. I see that in the next Rashi. Rashi concludes by saying, by Sada Abal, this is, where you have the 3 months, and then 12, and then 3 months. Rashi says, how does it work? You have a chazaka, she'en l'cha adam haroe es chaveiro, she'zoreya es adehu, l'echo pri ha'osi l'shana v'shosik. Nobody can stand looking at somebody else planting their field to eat a pre that's meant for a year and be silent. What's Rashi saying? Lecho pri asi l'shana. Who's talking about shana? Who's talking about a shana here? They're talking about sada habal. It's not a function of shana. It's a function of achila. Rashi should say, "Roes chaveiro she'zorei asadeu lecho." What's priyasi l'shana? The teretz is that even in the second case, the measure of three achilos is three achilos that correspond to 3 years. Why that is? I don't know they have to say very much. Rashi says, because ein lecha adam. The thing that would naturally prompt a person to scream is the fact that you're taking my crop, my year's crop. You want to say more than that. You want to say somehow the idea is you view it as a crop of the year's crop. But Rashi focuses on the person's reaction. So the din is that you relate the Gimel Achilos to Gimel Shanim. That's how the person views it. He says, it says, Priyasi L'shana, we asked already. But isn't it 3 years that makes the Chazaka, not 1 year? What is Rashi Priyasi L'shana? So we said pshat, that Rashi is telling you that what is the Chazaka consisting of? The fact that the Bailam was silent three times, each time he was silent on the Achila of the Priyasi L'shana. So each silence is a contributing factor in the chazaka. Rashi gets to the building blocks of the chazaka. It's the fact that the Bailam was silent the first time. He took a priyasi l'shana and it was quiet. He did it again. He did it again. And I didn't say anything. Three times, that's the chazaka. So the reisa becomes stronger over three times and then it becomes a full chazaka. It builds into the full chazaka. So what is the pshat and beis habal? I was able to take the yield of this field, the yearly crop, I did it in an abbreviated year. I did it in 3 months. The crop of the year is a certain amount. Normally, if you do it normally, you don't compress it, so that it takes the full cycle 12 months. I was able to draw out of this sada the potential of this field, the produce of this field, in a 3 month period of time. Rather than letting it slip out over 12 months, I brought into my, I extracted in 3 months the year crop. So in Beis Habal, I can do that. In Beis HaShalchin, I couldn't do that. In Metzias, can't be such a thing. Because if I'm going to only take for a few months, then but there's all the potential that it was not yet extracted for the remaining part of the year. So that's what Rashi said in the first Rashi. Rashi doesn't say Kishamu Gimushan Machazaka by Beis HaShalchin. Rashi is not specifically talking about the case of Beis HaShalchin versus Beis HaBaal. Gimushan Machazaka in general. This is a cloud that relates to both cases, but the application of that rule will be that in the first case, I can't have an abbreviated year because the rest of the year has potential that I've not utilized. But by Beis HaBaal, if I'm able to get the crop of the year in a 3 month period, that is also good enough. So like a mitzvah shana, a kishana in that regard. It's a very different picture in Rashi than that. The point is it's a function of three achilos of 3 years. So now in terms of Tosis Kasha, why need 18 months? Why not do 15 months? So what's the answer? Because if you had 50 months, you didn't have 3 years. You didn't spread over 3 years. So three achilos is insufficient because a chazak has to be a function of three achilos of 3 years. And it's very meduik in the Mishnah. The truth is, if you look at the longest Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah, Gimel Chadashim Barishona, Gimel Bachrona, Shnei Masachodesh Be'emtsa. It's clear even in the Mishnah that the Mishnah seems to be highlighting the fact that it's a 3 year chazaka, but you can have Gimel Chadashim Barishona. Gimel Chadash and Bo Achrona. And it's also clear that for Rashi you couldn't have, let's say for Tosus, you can have half an Achila. For Rashi you can't have half an Achila. The whole Pshat of the Ri, someone was more of this in Seder as well, we'll have into this. Tosus says, according to the Ri, you can have half. A Zviya without a Ksira grows for you for 3 months. Ksira without a Zviya. No, according to Rashi, the Pshat is you have to take the year crop. You can do it in less time. But you have to take it. You have to do full Zviya and a full Ksira, obviously. Oh, so now, as far as the middle year, so really, according to Rashi, in theory, you should say, why not just have the, you know, extract the crop of the middle year in 3 months? 3 years Birishona, 3 years Bishniya, 3 years Bishlishis. I'm sorry, 3 months Birishona, 3 months Bishniya, 3 months Bishlishis. What do you need? 18 months? The answer is Ritzufin. Who says this? The Rashbam, the first, the Rashbam on Daf Lamed Vav says it. That was Rashbam's question. Rashbam says in Badam Lamed Vav, Tzarech Gimel Chadashim B'Shana Gimel Achrona, V'Hachi Gadol Prikul Tzarko, V'Yud Beis Chadashim Be'emtza V'Inan Ritzufin. What was bothering the Rashbam? Why not have just 3 months in the middle? But the answer is that would mean that your Chazak is not consecutive. The Rashbam's question is not exactly Tosa's question. In fact, 15. The question is just get the year, the middle year's crop in a shorter year. But the answer is, but that would be your hefsek and your chazak. The truth is, in Rashi here, it's mirim doing the same thing. The Rashbam is explicit, but it's very mashman Rashi. Rashi starts by saying, toward the end of that Rashi, stedbe sabal, harezu cheskes shonim ritzufos. The one word of Rashi is trying to answer what the Rashbam says in 10 words. That's, you know, not to be expected. Rashi is more makatzer. Rashi said in one word, Ritzufos. That's the point of Rashi. You can't do it in the middle year to just do 3 months. You have to have, there has to be a link in the chazak. It has to be consecutive. Wait. So it comes out that it's a very different pshat in the Mishnah. What happens in the last case for both sides, according to this? What happens in the last case? Here you have a different halach. Rabbi Shmuel says further, but if you have a Sada Ilan, then I can have three achilos within 1 year. So here you have the chidush, that it's here you can have three achilos independent of years. This is a case that parts from the other two. The first two cases in the Mishnah, the first two categories, are three achilos that correlate with 3 years. Whether it's miyom liyom in the first case, or an ena miyom liyom, that it can have abbreviated years in the first and the third. Says Rabbi Shmuel, but if it's a Sada Ilan, so then you can have the Yesod of Achilos independent of Shanim, and each Achilos should prompt, even though it's not over a year, should prompt the Machav of the Bailin. And therefore, Harei Egu Gimu Shanim, says the Mishnah. What's Harei Egu Gimu Shanim, says Rashi? Hare'eu gimushanim. Zakt Rashi at the end of the Mishnah. Harezu chazaka ki'ilu hein gimushanim. The last case is a ki'ilu. It works like gimushanim. The case of Sadeh Abau is not a ki'ilu. The case of Sadeh Abau, that is a gimushanim. Enom yom liyom. But that's gimushanim. It has to occur in about the 3 years. In this case, it's hare'eu gimushanim. It's ki'ilu yad gimushanim. That's only by Sadeh Ilan. By Sadeh Lavan, it has to correspond to the 3 years. Again, because that's what prompts the outcry of the Marakama, that you ate a priya of you ate my priya of the year. By Sadeh Ilan, you ate the Zesim, you ate the Anavim, you ate the Te'enim. So then you can even have three Achilos within 1 year. The basic Yisod, the basic Mahalach, I got from the Tosis Rid. Except Tosis Rid says it in a different vein, I think. Rashi may not have to say quite as the way he says it, but the basic answer for Rashi is in the Tosis Rid later on. Tosis Rid asks similar kasha, that what do you need to have 18 months? Tosis says, let's do 15. The Tosis Rid says better, let's even do 9 months. What is the answer? No, because you need 3 years. By Sadeh Lavan, you need Shalosh Shanim. By Sadeh Ilan, you need Shalosh Achilos. The Tosfos Rid explains his hesper. Zehu Tam Adavar. Sadeh Lavan is Nizras Haydei Adam. If you don't plant, it doesn't grow. You need three Achilos. V'Shalosh Achilos V'Shana Achas. Wait. He says otherwise, if you're going to plant a second time, the Bailin has an excuse why he wasn't Moche. I didn't think he was going to do a second Achila. The norm is to do one Achila over an extended period of a year. So he works it in terms of his excuse that he has why he wasn't Moche. But by Sadeh Ilan, he should have been Moche. This I don't necessarily have to say for Rashi, that the particular Hezbollah that he brings. But the basic template is what the Tosis Rit says. It's not my own Chiddush. It's Tosis Rit says it already. That it's halach of 3 years. What's the answer now according to Rashi for aspasta? How can the Gemara say on Amud Beis that you can have aspasta in 3 months for Rabbi Shmuel? What would be the answer? How come it's only 3 months, yeah?
It didn't really mean aspasta, it just meant the concept
of in other words, the case of aspasta in 3 months is really has the same basic approach as Steilah. Because here the Achilos are clearly, it's normal. It's totally normal to plant aspasta for months. So to the extent that it's normal, that has this din of Achilos. Why do Achilos depend on Shanim? Because that's usually what's done, and that's how the Marakam expects it, whether it's because of his Macha, or just stand the idea that that's what would prompt his outcry, the fact that you took a pre of the year. Here, there's a pre every month. So you took one time the pre of that month, you took it again. You took it again. The same thing that should prompt Gimushanim by Beis HaShalchin or Gimushanim Yom Yom by Sadeh Abau would prompt the Machas HaBailim in the case of 3 months of Aspasta. In the case of Aspasta is very much like Sadeh Ilan. It happens to be Sadeh Lavan, but it's very much like a Sadeh Ilan case. It's comparable to the third case of the Mishnah. Some Rishonim say even more, maybe that could also be for Rashi, that the case of the Gemara is, it's a Sadeh that's Omedes Aspasta. So it makes more sense. In other words, that's clearly what's done. That's what the norm is. That's what the field is planted for. So once again, the chazaka can be in 3 months. If it wasn't planted, if it wasn't miyuchet for aspasta, yesh ladun, maybe. Even so, the fact that he took the crop of aspasta one time, two times, three times, and aspasta takes a month, should also be a chazaka. The Rishonim, it's even better. The Rishonim say it's talking about a sada aspasta. But again, why didn't Tosis think in these terms? Because Tosis took the Pshat in the Mishnah differently. That the Mishnah, in saying the case of Sadeh Abau, is saying that here already we're predicating the din on that which Rabbi Shmuel says subsequently in the Mishnah. That no longer are we tied up to years. We're tied up to achilos, not years. So then you can have three achilos in 18 months. It's not about 3 years, it's about three achilos, factosis. You can have three achilos in 15 months. Okay, Tosis says on the Eitza, you need achil chashuva be'emza. This is not Rashi himself. This is Tosis saying, that's Rashi. Achil chashuva be'emza. So Tosfos says, yeah, but then what about Aspasta? No, that's Man Shela. But what about the fact that Peir Rabbah is required? You need 3 months that it, the Pri has to develop, a 3 month Pri, not anything less. So Tosfos is stuck. Says Tosfos, no, the Pshat is, you can have a Zviya without a Ksira at the end, a Ksira without a Zviya in the beginning. And that's good enough because a Mixas Achila counts as an Achila. Not about years. It's about 3 achilos. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is I can have a chiluk of an achilah constitute an achilah. Provided what? Provided what, Rabosai? Petosfos, what does it require also? That's God over Shu, so a particular duration, particular length of time. How long? Rabbi Shmuel said 3 months, I think it was 1 month. Okay, questions? See ya. The issue of shtar, we haven't seen anything yet. Only this much that the Rashban says in Lamed Vav that if you say that you always need 3 years miyom liyom, even by Sada Habal, and who holds that way? The Rabbanon that Rav mentions, not in the Mishnah, but there's a shita that argues on the entire Mishnah that entire distinction between Oseh Peres Tadir and Oseh Peres Tadir is simply non-existent. That it's no difference. So why is that true, says the Rashbam? Because that shita, the Rabbanan, is that the takana of Chetzlas Kimushanim is a function of that 3 years a person keeps the shtar and not more. And therefore, that's a function purely of the calendar. And therefore, there's no reason why Beis HaShachem should be anything less than 3 years. However, our Mishnah goes with a different Mahalach and Kimushanim, the Mahalach of Hocheyusha, which derives from Sharmur, in which case it's a function of Achilos. Achilos can translate into years, certainly by Beis HaShalchin, and as we're explaining for Rashi, even in the second case, it has to correlate with years. But it's a different Mahalach and Chazakah, so it had nothing to do with the Inyan of Trashtan Mizdair. If it was Trashtan Mizdair, it shouldn't matter whether it's Sada HaShalchin or Sada HaBal, it should always require 3 years. That's what the Rashbam said on the Lamed. Yeah, that's an Rabbana.
According to the way we understand Rashi, could for the in terms of the first set of Gimel Chadashim, would only a Zriya be enough, provided that he still had the Zriya of only Katsira be enough, provided
for Rashi? No, not at all. But for Rashi, this Yisod is not so. For Rashi, you need a full Achila.
If he had the full year's worth of produce.
You have to bring it out. You have to extract that produce of the year. You can do it in less time if you find a way to do it in less time. You have to bring out the produce of the year, but you have to do it through an achila. The whole yisod mixes achila. Rashi doesn't accept. It's not about half an achila. It's about a compressed achila.
It's a full circuit, though.
Yeah, I think so. Let's finish the Tosfos on both sides. The Imtoma, yes. So.
The way we just explained the machloket between Rashi and Tosfos, it all seems to be based on the machloket and Matthias, whether or not you can, can contract a full year's crop into 3 months or whatever it is.
I think the Matthias Tosfos accepts the Matthias is an tema. That's okay, but Tosfos, but that's the case. You can come away with 3 achilos in 15 months. Tosfos is not denying the fact that it's conceivable to do it. But then what would be wrong with doing it in 15 months? For Tosfos, it should be nothing wrong because you have 3 achilos. It's not 3 years, so what? So Tosfos had to come up with a new idea for Rashi that you need an anchor of a normal achila that takes 12 months in the middle. What's suggesting is Rashi doesn't have to answer like that. Rashi could answer that you need to have 3 achilos to correlate with 3 years. Yeah?
Couldn't Tosfos have passed on Rashi that you can have 15 months to span over 3 years instead of 15 months don't reach 3 years,
like instead of starting Tevez, start like a month before Nisan,
so you'll touch all 3 years and you'll still have the same amount of
Tevez. I don't know the Mitzvahs exactly. You're going to say, this may relate to the question someone brought up before about the rainy season. Could you have 15 months that span 3 years?
The 1 month difference doesn't really make that big of a difference.
Why would the setup be any different than the 18 months?
He wants to know if he can do it in 15 months.
No, another break. In
Tosis has it because he starts with...
In the 18-month setup, you have three right before your year, three right after your year, and 12 in the middle. Why can't you have one right before your year, one right after your year, and 12 in the middle? So why doesn't it work? That's even what...
In Tosis' case, it's not that way. Tosis doesn't have 3 years. Tosis' question was he should have 3 months... What? No. In other words, what's our answer to Tosis Kasha? 12 months, 15 months, because it's not 3 years. It has to be the each year, each achila has to be achila that relates to that year's crop. I'm not sure exactly what you want, what the case should be.
Well, the Tosis' question, Rashi, was why don't we do it in 15 months? Three now, before the year, three during the year, and three at the end of the year.
Yeah, Tosis specifically talked about the dates. He talked about 3 months right before Nisan, and then you get the end of the summer, and you get Nisan Haba.
And then Rashi, we try to answer for Rashi, not Tosis' answer, but Rashi's answer is that, well, the problem here is that you don't have Achilas representing 3 years, you only have Achilas representing 2 years.
Right. So in Tosis' case, you'd only have 2 years. Because the year is measured from when to when.
And it needs to be three
so
months.
Let's imagine in Tosis' case, you had Nisan to Nisan, right? So now in that Nisan to Nisan span, in Tosis' case, how many achilas do you have? Two. So having two achilas in 1 year for Rashi would be insufficient, because the fact that you took a greater achila of that year, fine. You found a way to extract A plus, you know, the amount of the year plus bonus. Good. So you had a bonus achila of that 1 year. Fine. But at the end of the day, you don't have 3 years chazak.
Why not?
Because that year you were able to extract the normal plus another amount, but that's not 3 years. You have to have three achilas over 3 years.
What if you move it 1 month?
Yeah, move it
to 16 months. You have a little bit of the next year also.
You don't. I don't understand why you even need 16 months. I don't care. Just set it up the way Rabbi Akiva sets it up. Right?
3 months to establish that year.
Why do you need 3 months to establish that?
That's Rabbi Shmuel.
Right, no, I understand according to Rabbi Shmuel, but I'm saying that if once you're saying that you want to make it into Tesvav Chadashim, right? Obviously, the concept there is that you could actually do it in 1 month.
Period. You have to you see the issue of a year. I think that it has to be measured also over the course of how you view the cycle of the land over a period of 12 months. So I don't know, you can make up your own beginning and end of the year and say, well, okay, this is really this year, this year. That's something that has a larger context to consider. When does a year begin? When does a year end? And then this is the crop of the year. When you do it, okay, you might be able to do it at different times within that year. You might even be able to get a second crop in the same year if you're smart. But the normal crop of the year is the one crop that you get. The fact that you get a second crop in that same year that's considered the agricultural year, that's the bonus that you might get, but that for Rashi would be insufficient. You have to have a crop of the year. What's the priha asli l'shana? That's how a person imagines the crop of that year will be. It's not going to be a subjective year. It's going to be a year that has that's associated with the crop of the year. That's what I imagine. Again, but more than that, I don't really know the Mitzvah so well, but I can't answer. But I think that's the halach, the basic answer for Rashi has to be something like that. Anything is possible.
Why else would Tosfos go to say
yes? Yeah. Understand? I hear you.
Why, according to Rashi, according to Ishmael, Yerek isn't good enough for a chazaka?
That's the Gemara later. Peru Zuta. That the Gemara says a Peru Zuta for Rabbi Shmuel is insufficient. It has to have more substantial crop. It has to be something of it grows to 3 months maturation.
Once his field is
the Rishonim point out that the case is that it's a field that's omedes for Tvua, not for Yerek, and you want to get away with just growing Yerek. So that's why, since the field normally grows Saorim, and you want to grow Yerek, Rabbi Kiva says, I'm going to let you grow Yerek in a field that usually grows Tvua. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to do what the field is normally designed to do. That's how some Rishonim learn later.
So we want to say that
if it's omedes liyerek, maybe it's like aspasta in that way. To extend it, omedes liyerek, if omedes aspasta, maybe it would be good anyway to have shorter. But the case is that it was a field that's designed for something more, and you want to use perizuta there.
According to Tosis, why did you need the full middle year?
So, because according to Tosis, if you didn't do both Zeria and Katsira in the middle year,
no, but you can do both.
No, Tosis is not talking about compressing.
Why 12 months?
No, Frank said, what would be for Tosis to be compressed? I don't know, maybe. But the Mishnah is saying a different chiddush. You can have half an achila. The half an achila is only shaykh the first and the third time.
Still, the
Mishnah is interested
in
focusing on the chiddush of gadol b'shusa with half an achila. You want to know if you can combine with that another chiddush of a compressed achila. Tosis is not, it doesn't address that. Normally, you have a 12-month cycle, and even in the case of the Mishnah, you also have a 12-month cycle, but you only have, you've done part of the cycle, not the whole cycle. You're asking, conceivably, could you have had Tosis also compressed cycle and have less months? Maybe. I don't see Tosis not that way. But the Mishnah is not coming to talk about that. It's a different chidush in the Mishnah. It's not a chidush of compressing the achila. So we might as well talk about a normal achila. Except that the chidush is that you can have part of the cycle. I hear you're asking what would be. I don't know.
But what we're saying that the cycle is 12 months. We're saying that
Yes, the cycle is 12 months, but the only thing is, the Zariya was already done when you came on the Karaka.
Right.
And now you have it 3 months growing for you, and then you did the harvest. And then you did a 12-month cycle, Zariya Katsira, and then you did Zariya and had 3 months growing for you. That's the Chazaka according to Rabbi Shmuel. And the Kiva would be 1 month. Fractosis. V'yim Tomer. Hechi hei nikir, she yachzik ba kol gimul chadashim yishonim, O achronim, ki biyom echad o bebeiz yuchal liktsor o lizroa. So Tosis is asking an interesting question. These 3 months, the beginning or the end, the zriya, the ktsira, it's a 1 month job, a one day job. So the entire 3 months, besides for that 1 day, it's just growing. But where do you see that you're doing a chazaka? What are you doing that relates to this field that shows that you're making a chazaka? The middle year, so there's a lot going on. You're doing Zvi, you're doing Tzira.
Oh, that's...
And you're involved, I guess, whatever, over the course of the year. But here, it's just growing. Zviya, and it grew for 3 months. Tzira, it was growing already, 3 more months, and then you did Tzira. So, Hech Yei Niker
Sheyachzikba. This is no question.
According to Rashi, in the 3 months you did a full cycle. You did everything. So it's according to the Ritos, has to ask this question. V'chitema, sheminache she'sasada misakno. So you have nichush. Nichush is one of the avodas of the sada. So you're doing nichush, and that's making the ground better, hoeing and so on around it. But that's not good. Halo havi chazaka mida havi anir. Nichush is similar to nir. Nir is harisha, which you do to benefit the ground, just make it, it'll grow better. The Amar Kaman, the Lavi Chazaka, the Gemara has a machokis, but the Gemara suggests it's not a Chazaka. Why? Mishum de Meimar Amar, Koshiva de Karbanayoba. This is what the Marukama thinks. Let every piece of wood of this rake, whatever it is, go in. You know, the more splinters that go in the ground to make it soft, the better. So that's why Nir is not a chazaka, because it's not called acting as a bailim if the bailim is very happy for you to do this for him. It's not a chazaka if you have Nir, so it's also not a chazaka if you have Nichush. So how can Nichush be the answer? So Shachas is that it grows a little bit and you right away cut it. You give it to the animals. So that's what you're doing. Constantly as things grow, you cut a little bit off. And so you're doing this throughout the 3 months' time. V'hadam rina nachas shachas lavi chazaka. We have later on the Gemara that it's not a chazaka of nachas shachas. So it's the same problem. So what? How could it work? Hani mili kesh ochel binyan zesh inat tvua chuzeres lavo. If you're eating it in such a way that the tvua cannot replenish itself. The shayach lomar, in that case, it's not a chazaka, because we can say lav achzikis k'demachziki inshi, that you're not doing the chazaka in a normal way. Tosis emphasizes here the reason why Shachas is not a chazaka, because the Bailam has a good excuse why he wasn't mochen. If he has a good excuse, it's not a chazaka. Since you're doing things which is not normal, to cut it, and it's not going to replenish, so it's not normal. Usually you let it grow to maturation. You don't do it and suddenly short circuit the process, have to start again. So therefore, that's not a chazakah. It's possible to eat shachas in such a way that it doesn't stop the process. שאין התפור מסקלקל, אז כדרך שבני אדם עושים בעוד שהוא ירק, ולא בא עדיין גיבו שלו. Gibbo, I think, is the seed. So it's already yerek, but you also can cut a little bit also at the same time, and it continues to grow. There, havi chazak. That's one way. That would be what you'd be doing for the 3 months. Achashachas. But I don't understand what both say. Then why not just do that? Who needs to do the half a achila? Who needs to do the zriya? Or the ksira, just do achashachas. Yeah?
In order for achashachas to happen, you need...
You have to have something. You know, that's the point.
You know, it happens in such a small amount of time.
Yeah, but let's say you didn't... Let's say you came in, the land was already... You didn't do ksira. You know, so let's say you had first 3 months. You just came on the land, and it was achashachas for 3 months. That doesn't count as a first
achashachas. You can't do achashachas. Achal Shabbos per force means that you're cutting it before its time. That is a ksira.
You're saying that's not the ksira of the crop. That's just you're cutting a little bit off. But it sounds like you have to do ksira the first 3 months. You have to harvest the actual crop. Why not just eat shachas for me? What do you need to have ksira at all? It sounds from Tosis that this case of achas shachas doesn't have the problem that shachas is not a chazaka, but in our case, you still have to have, if you're not doing the full 12 months, you're trying to get away with 3 months, you can't get away with 3 months of achas shachas, even in a good way, even achas shachas that doesn't ruin the tefillah. You have to have a half an achila, but you want to know what about the rest of the time? So Tosis, I'll tell you what, you can have a case of achas shachas during the rest of the time. That's what it sounds to me Tosis is saying. But you couldn't avoid having the ksira of the crap. Well, let's see. We'll come back to it. Let's see Tosis further. The Odo Mari, another way you can do this for the rest of the time. The Achzik Ba Bekai Gavna. Oh no, sorry, skipped. Ubisadi Ilan, the Bo Rabban, the Pri Gavi Shmo Bigmar Miyomu Yom Gimushanim. The case of Sadi Ilan that Rabban require full 3 years. Afagav de lo shaychas amachas shachas. Shachas is by Sada Lava, not by Sada Ilan. What up there? And how could you have, what are you doing the rest of the time? So you're pruning the trees and you're keeping the twigs and the wood that you cut off. Afagav de metakin bekach, by pruning the trees it's a benefit to the field. And vavi kimonir, so again it shouldn't be anything that helps you because the bayalim do winamani mocha. Kivin she mesakin, kivin she should be kivin she lokeach ma'akev ha'etzim la'atzma lo shaychemem koshiv the carbonyl. Since you're also taking the wood for yourself, though, you can't apply the svar that the gemara says by near that he's happy for you to do it because you're actually taking it for yourself. So that's another way by Sada Ilan for the rabbanan that you can be acting as a bailum the rest of the time. Now, again, does this zomer itself consider an act of chazaka? Someone all they did was zomer. But it didn't do a normal achila. It sounds like that would not be a chazak. But in terms of Tosis' issue that he's raising, that as long as it's not something that the Bailam is totally happy with, because you're actually taking something for yourself, it might not rise to the level of being a chazaka, but it's good enough for what Tosis is addressing. The Odo Mari, another example, and here it's going to be very clear what I just told you, that you can have a case of something which is not a chazaka in its own right, but yet it solves the problem that Tosis was raising. The Odo Mari, the Avzik Babi Kahai Gavna, Shino Godar as a Sadev, so you build something on the field, build a fence, you lock the door, Vino B'mafteach, you locked it, V'eim Aniach Adam Likonis, you're acting like a bailam by not letting people in. So that's what you're doing the rest of the time. So there's something that you're doing that shows bailus on the field. And therefore, it's nicker that it's for you, that you do the bailam. V'hadam v'gemara tzumma b'may kanila. The Gemara Chav Tesem Beis says in a case where it's a part of the field that's not, you can't really plant there, it's hard, it's like rock. So how are you going to have a cheskas gemushanim? The Gemara works out a case. V'lo kamar gon shenola v'gadra. Why not say simple, build a little fence there? After all, that should be good as a chazaka. You can't have ni'ilo working as your chazaka unless you also have achil with it or zriya. Nil alone is insufficient. That would also be another answer for the case of Sade Ilan. Before Tosis said you can't say Shachas, you have to say case of Zomer. But Tosis says Zomer, after all, it's a good thing for the tree. You have to say, yeah, but you're taking the wood. Tosis says, now I have another Eitz in the case of Sade Ilan for Rabbanan. And that is that you have Noel. Noel is not a Cheskas Gimel Shanim that we saw in the Ritva also. Noel is good for Cheskas Kinyan. But Tosis says, in our purposes, if you have Noel together with Achila, then it's fine. What does Tosis mean? Mimanafshach. If this is not a Chazaka, so what does it work together with an Achila? What's this combination of factors here? And I imagine the same thing would be in the other cases, in Achla Shachas case, and Zomer. These are not things that in their own rights are Chazaka. You have to do an Achila. Zriya, Ksira. But nevertheless, Tosis was bothered, but Hech Yeh Nikr. What does Tosis mean? I imagine Tosis means something like this. What is God the Birshuso? The fact that it's growing. But it's not just that it's growing. What does that have to do with me? It's growing. I did Zviya, and it grew for 3 months. I did Ksira, it was growing for 3 months. But how do you relate that act of Zviya Ksira to me? The answer is, it was growing, so I understand it's growing for me. It's growing for the one who did the Zviya. It's growing the growing was all for the person who ultimately came and did Ksira. In the first 3 months, it's the Ksira that I did after the 3 months. If it's the last 3 months, it's the Zriya, then the growing. But how do you view the growing as growing for me, for the Bailim, for the one who did the Miksa Sachila? The answer is it has to be something that allows us to attribute the growing, the 3 months from Yishmael, that it grows, Gadel Birshuso, that it's growing for me, for the man who did the Zriya, for the man who did the Ksira, the man who ultimately did the Ksira, the man who started the process. Otherwise, it's just Gadel, but what do I have to do with it? So Tosfos says, you have to be doing something else, even though that something else is not itself a Maisa Chazak, for one reason or another. But it's enough that once I have the Miksa Sachila, I have this, we have the Ksira, the growing is viewed as being it's growing for that person, for that Machzik. So it can't get away with just that, just the Achla Shachas, just the Noal, just the Zomer. It wouldn't be a Chazaka just with that. If you did that for 3 years, Achla Shachas would be a Chazaka, but not for 3 months. In the case of Achla Shachas, that the Tzvuah doesn't get ruined. Zomer, Noel certainly told us, even for 3 years you couldn't do Noel, because it's not going to be a chazaka. But the answer is, as Tosis, but if you did Noel with with the mixas achila, ik achila bada, then the pshat is that the growing is attributed to you. If there wasn't anything that you did besides the act of Zviya, the act of Ksira, then the gadol is just growing. It's not growing for me. Then it's not called abim maksik through the fact that it's growing. The growing is passive. What do I have to do? How am I establishing my chazaka based on its being grown? It's growing. The answer is it's growing for me. What allows us to view the growing as growing for me? The fact that in the interim period, besides the fact that I was a real coach there, I did something else to show that I'm in charge here. I built a fence. I took a little bit for shachas. I pruned the trees. I took the twigs for myself. Then the God of Rishuso is part of my being machzik on this karka. I think something like this is what Tosis is probably trying to say. Otherwise, here, the question should be bothering you. Otherwise, miman afshach, what's this combination here? Whether it's in the last case of Noel, even in the earlier cases, the Shachas case. Good, if Shachas is a perfect chazaka, then just do that. The answer is you have to have a mix of sachila, but then you have to have God of Rishuso. And this God of Rishuso has to be God of Rishuso for the person who I view it as God of for him. That's why you have a chazaka. Where do I fit into this? I did one day, big deal. The answer is, but I did more. I was acting, I served some measure of bailus here through doing one thing or the other. But al kol panim l'sikum, I think you see very clearly from Tosis a very different picture of the Mishnah. So we began to explain the Mishnah's second case, Sada Baal. According to Tosis, it's really a din of three achilos. Tosis holds you can have a mixas achila. Rashi is a different idea. Rashi's idea is that the second case is also 3 years. Achilos of years. The measure of years is even in the second case. The point is, I can extract the year's crop in a three months period of time. Good. Okay, anyone who's new to the shiur, stay for a little bit. We'll get together.
If anyone hasn't put their information down.